This is the Composer's Datebook for February 14th. I'm John Zeck. Happy St. Valentine's Day! On today's date in 1953, a new choral work by the German composer Karl Orff was premiered at the La Scala Opera House in Milan, Italy. Trionfo di Afrodite was the title of this new work, intended to be the final panel in a triptych of choral works celebrating life and love, a triptych that included Orff's famous Carmina Burana, based on medieval texts, and Catulli Carmina, based on love lyrics by the Roman poet Catullus. All three pieces were given lavish semi-staged performances at La Scala, led by the Austrian maestro Herbert von Karajan, with the German soprano Elisabeth Schwarzkopf and Swedish tenor Nikolai Gedda as star soloists. For the world premiere of Trionfo di Afrodite, Schwarzkopf and Gedda portrayed a bride and groom on their wedding night. The texts they sang were pretty hot stuff. Well, if you understand Latin, anyway. Trionfo di Afrodite shows Orff's indebtedness to Stravinsky, and his repetitive rhythmic patterns seem to anticipate the minimalist movement by several decades. At the 1953 premiere, Schwarzkopf's husband, record producer Walter Legg, gently suggested to Orff that he might consider a few cuts to the new work. Orff's response? Oh, I know very well the effect of my rubber stamp music. So, in any case, Legg decided not to make a recording of the new work. And it seems a shame considering the all-star cast assembled at La Scala for its premiere. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.